Pittsburgher. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Everybody, this is Ron Amatron, and we're here to have another wonderful program. And today is Wednesday, and our day and timekeeper is Larry. So today is, like I said, Wednesday. Our day is June 13, 2012, and we're on station one today. So today is our self-empowerment night. So back to you, and thank you, Cindy, for helping out with the info also. So, and other people, I'm sure, are helping. So, anyway, back to you, Carrie, or see if you're there or whatever.
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm here. Welcome, everybody. Wednesday night, station one, we're on tonight. So, my five chest, here it is. It's coming on. Whew. Okay. So, let's see. I'm just quickly peeking here to see if there are any questions yet. I'm trying to refresh the FOSS chat. No, I don't see any yet. Okay, so do we want callers tonight, Ron? Self-empowerment stuff?
Yeah, if they talk about self-empowerment stuff, what they have done as far as healings, I'd rather not answer questions, but if they had a billboard clearing that was successful, or the self-empowerment process and it worked well, or they had an emotional clearing and they feel much better. You know, anything like that is good to have people comment and validate on the healings. So that's what I'd like tonight, rather than having it have questions and answers. We can do that on the show on Friday. We have the information on paranormal stuff. So tonight's about self-empowerment. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, of course, the obvious clearing for self-empowerment that we can use if we haven't already is the self-empowerment clearing. I know I've used that a lot. It's a wonderful clearing, and this is the one with the 38 or 39 issues with the option for other, where you can put whatever issue you might be dealing with it if it isn't listed. And then then the second drop-down box is the one that where you can identify what the source of your disempowerment is. And that's got, 12 options, with other being the 12th. So you can put something in there if it's not listed. And the self-empowerment clearing is also within the current prosperity jumpstart clearing. So there are several different ways to get this and use it. So, Ron, do you want to do maybe some samples to see if anybody... Well, why don't I give the phone numbers out first? So we're on station one. So if you'd like to call in, the phone number is 888-627-6008. So that's toll free if you're in the U.S. or Canada. Otherwise, try line 4, area code 530-413-5011. 530-413-5011. Okay, Larry says he has no sound. Do you have sound now, Larry? I know when BBS called us, they said there might be a little problem with sound today. So I don't know if that's let me see. I'm refreshing to see. Okay. I'm reading down to see. I have no sound. Okay.
I turned
I think there is sound.
I didn't have anything on my Windows sound, but maybe I didn't, on my speaker. The speaker volume up, and there's nothing there, but
okay.
I may not have clicked on page to give me sound. So,
yeah, I just tested mine and heard myself rambling on there. So we're on.
Okay.
Okay. So Israel is asking, are they of darkness? What do you, I'm wondering what, what are the chakras, what's their function, and are they of darkness?
Probably not. I'm trying to see how that question came about here. You could probably look at it another way. And everything here is created by the dung pile. So everything here is created from darkness because it's mind energy. Earthly things are created from light. So if you look at your telephone, cell phone, that's created from darkness because it is created from thought energy, okay? So that's darkness. And a tree is not darkness, it's light. And neither, and a rock is light, and water is light. So would your chakras be created from darkness? Well, if it's typically not, but it could have some darkness in it, it could be contaminated too if your spirit is contaminated because the chakras run spirit energy. So if your spirit is not 100% of itself and it is not exactly in wholeness, which most people's spirits are not in wholeness, then, yeah, it could be of darkness. But that's one way to look at it. So hopefully I answered the question okay.
So presumably, Ron, they're copying something that was originally made in the light, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So, and I think I heard a beep. Do we have a caller tonight?
You have a caller. This is Shannon out in the desert. Good evening.
Hi, Shannon.
Are you high desert
evening,
or low
Carrie?
Desert?
I don't know. It's a hot desert.
Okay, yeah, okay. That's is that where the jackrabbits have a canteen around their necks?
Exactly. It is out in the Beyondo. Well, I have a testimonial of sorts.
Great.
I have a husband. Say again?
Oh, I said great.
Oh.
Carry right on there.
I have a husband who was giving me a hard time, for a while there because he didn't have any interest in Ron's information. He didn't believe any of it. He has a very scientific mind, and he just didn't like me listening to the shows. And when I had the shows running, he would leave. He would just go outside. There's plenty of outside. So I've been running for quite some time, and he would go in and out on this Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde thing. So I would run the dark side mind control transmissions and the entity clearings on him. And it worked well, and then he'd be sweet and nice for a while, and if I didn't run it again, he would revert back to not being so nice and sweet and friendly. I decided to just run these full time, run them 24 hours, and it's really remarkable the change I've seen over time. I mean, he actually sat down and listened to 2 hours of Ron's show. I was in disbelief, and he was asking me questions and making comments about the show. He even called the show twice, which is unbelievable. His face lit up while he was talking to Ron on the phone, and he has seen proof. He has had done a full life emotional clearing, a whole life emotional clearing. He has seen the blue hole over the sky, a blue hole in the sky over the house after I've run a gray skies clearing. He has seen a beautiful massive dragon in the sky. From clearings I've run or whatever brought that dragon to us. So he's had some proof, and he has really been coming around. So I just wanted to share that for the people out there who are having difficulty with a partner or a spouse who has a problem with Ron's information. Well, he has really begun to make quite a change. So I just wanted to share that. And like I said, I ran the dark side mind control transmissions and the entities clearing on him. So it's been really a joy for him to be back to his sweet, normal self. And the other day I asked him what time it was, and he looked at me and he said, "It's now." So that really shocked me when he said that. And, you know, sometimes when we go into places, he'll look at me and he'll say, don't forget the shrink wrap. And I'll just stare at him going, I don't even believe he just said that. So he really has come around. So I just wanted to share that.
Well, that's very nice. Yeah, like I say, it's really hard to change somebody's belief system, what they believe in, because it just is a stretch, you know. And it's very nice that he can understand. Listen, I guess, to most of the shows that we have, you know, from what I'm told by other people, the way, you know, to me, it's always in the moment. So there really isn't anything that's changeable, I don't think, in all the shows. When I first started doing them, what am I going to do next here, you know? and then now they just kind of come on and they go, and they come on and they go, and it, you know, I thought I'd get bored and be taking all this time up to do these, and I really enjoy them. We're checking on why the archives aren't on the site. I don't know what happened. They're available on from BBS, so I don't know. We probably have about 1,000 archives, I'm guessing, that go back, you know, through the years. Started in December of 2006, but, you know, basically there's probably about 1,000 archives, I think. So I don't know what to say. I know it would take a long time to load if they change their format or security passwords or something. I don't know. We're checking into it. So, but anyway, BBS does have all the archives listed there, so if you need to use those, you can. We have some drop-down boxes on the top of the website that has some clearings in it, and I don't think they're working either. So somehow something changed with the server, I guess, that the people that are holding the archives were unable to get into that. Anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Shannon, I assume you probably did the 2008 barcode on your husband, too. Did you do that one?
Yes, I did. I ran that. I ran all the new ones on him.
But that's a really great result.
It's weird. I
really
can't even believe it.
I bet.
Yeah. I was running a clearing the other day, and he said, don't forget to put your picture in front of the monitor, and I just stared at him like, who are you, and what did you do with Greg? But that's it. I just wanted to share and let everybody know. If my husband can come around, it is possible. Get those entities out and stop that mind control.
Yeah, that's great. That's really wonderful. Thank you for calling.
And the whole thing
okay,
is just
thanks, Carrie.
Getting back into peace. Just getting into the real self of you, which is peace energy. That's all we're trying to do.
I like him when he's sweet and peaceful. Okay, thank you, Ron.
Thanks, Shannon. So Jeff is asking, what clearance did Shannon run to do that? So dark side practitioner and entities were the main ones that she mentioned, but also all the free ones, which of course includes the 2,000-year barcode of barcode for 2,000-year of darkness barcode. So I think I heard another beep, Ron. Is somebody else on the line?
Yes. Hi, from New York.
Oh, how are you doing?
Yeah, can kind of just hear you.
All right, I'll pick up the phone because I have it on speakerphone right now.
Sounds good right now.
Can you
hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay,
that's good.
Okay.
You sound good.
I do a Verizon ad.
I've been with Ron since 2007.
A little while, that's a wife
wait. Yeah, but you know what? I was a stubborn little one because I had been, you know, doing all the... you know, I was really captured by the, you know, I thought I was a healer. I thought I was doing all this good stuff. But when you finally cleared my, it was like I wanted everybody else to get their clearing before me. I let somebody take my appointment. And then when you were about to leave, I changed my mind. I wanted my clearing. And you were really going to leave. So I just took whatever appointment you had in the middle of the night. And it was really funny how that, but I did get, you know, like such a relief because I'm such an emotional person, and I always resent it when people said, you're just too emotional, you're too sensitive, and I really thought that was a plus for me, and I never really thought of it as a negative thing. I just thought I was just extra sensitive and I was empathic. That was good. I always wanted to know what that meant, and I sort of like took that on, and then I started getting the feeling body going. I didn't realize all that was not something of good for me, and I used to be in my heart when I was younger, but as soon as I started getting good in school, studying and all that, I think I somehow learned to meditate without anybody teaching me. I just quieted my mind. And all of that sort of like turned on my brain powers. I had practically a photographic memory. I became like the valedictorian of my class. I mean, I shot up in every way, but it was after a death of my sister, and I was 12 years old. This changed me. So that's why I sort of turned off my heart in a way. I used to be very observant. I just watched people. I didn't judge people. And my parents didn't really bring me up as a religious person. They didn't tell me I had any religion. I just thought it was odd. I didn't know anything. Everybody around me was Catholic, and this is just my background. I'm just sharing that's why when I came into all this stuff, started seeking all this, you know, like the New Age stuff that got me, you know, going, thinking, oh, I'm lacking something. I couldn't do what everybody else was doing, and I didn't know back then that was a good thing that I wasn't leaving my body. I wasn't allowing anything to channel through me. I would watch everybody else do it and astral project. I had friends that do healing that way, and I just couldn't do it that way. I just didn't resonate with what they were doing. I refused to let. I studied hypnosis. I didn't want anybody hypnotizing me. I figured I'd do it, learn it, and just self-hypnotize, but I couldn't even do that. I refused to do it. I took all these classes, spent a fortune, probably more than I ever spent. Because now I had to undo everything that I did with the dark side, Ron. So I probably spent less money than I probably did because I didn't count how much I spent with a dark side practitioner, and it didn't matter how much I spent because it was all, like you said, in the mind. And then when I cleared everything and when I came near those people again or even connected on my emails, then I really felt the darkness. I didn't know how dark that stuff was. And then I have a sister who's in the New Age stuff, so everything I tell her, because I learned the hard way, I was trying to help her with the ascension, she's doing all the wrong things that I did, and to tell her, my older sister, who's 10 years older than me, that I know what I'm talking about, and to try to listen to your show, it's like, unless I do the 2,000-year barcode thing on her, but part of me says, I want her to discover this on her own, I don't know, Ron, so maybe I should just not be so stubborn and just do it on her, but I did it on my son and his future wife, and I've done it on my husband. And I actually did the dark side ascension program removal. You told me that meant I went all of my ascensions and cleared all of it out. So I don't even have any problems when it comes to a lot of the heavy-duty clearings you do. I seem to feel like I have a lot less programs in me. I did a lot of the barcodes when you came up with them all, when you first started with the ascension barcodes, all four of them, which now you sort of forget to mention those four. You just tell them the spirit barcode. But I've done the mind mental barcode, and I did the earth barcode as well as the abduction barcode. So I did all of that when you first started out and did all the self-empowerment clearings that you recommended before all these clearings came out. So I was at a certain point, but then I realized I must have disempowered myself, Ron. I never felt, after realizing I was fooled by the dark, I started to rely on that and then to really let go and to see I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have a mission anymore. My mission was just to ascend and clear my body and get it back to 100%. I've actually sometimes went away on Paraplan because I wanted to see if I could stay in my spirit. You said, I only have 20% of my minute. You what I was, and you kept paying pretty high. And I thought, you know, I still think someday, when you get over a certain point, Ron, can we not just keep going? I mean, we don't need a power from the light ship. I'm not saying everything, of course, like the new clearing, like the nano clearing. That's like heavy duty. I try to do that on my own because you didn't have the clearing up yet. I was just trying to self-empower myself and use whatever clearings I had at my disposal to do the clearing until you came up with one, and I'm still playing with it just to see why and before I go ahead and go forth, because you keep saying no other clearings, and I'm so used to doing all my other clearings that I don't want to give those up. Just like when you did the timeline crash, you said nothing else but the timeline crash, and I couldn't see myself just letting go of all the other clearings. and just working on the timelines all the time.
So far, in fact, we could have some callers call in who have maybe started doing this when we brought the clearing out. I think it's been out maybe approximately 3 weeks. If maybe somebody could say, you know, if they first felt it and they felt heavy energy and how they feel now after doing it for 3 weeks and how much they've done, and if they think for themselves that it's okay to do extra clearing, additional other clearing with the nano one. So we'll see what people
say.
Ron,
you got
that.
Different grades. You have different bunch of people out there. You have people who've been with you for many, many years who've done so many clearings that some of this might not affect them as badly as somebody new who just wants to do a $25 clearing. Or like when they did the timeline crashes, they didn't do anything else besides the timeline crash. They don't go and do whole life clearings. But we have a lot of people in the group already who have done so much clearing that it shouldn't affect them as badly as the rest of us. I mean, unless they're just missing one component, just like you gave the sludge body.
I'm sure that was
a big help.
I'll mention that to people when I do the eight-hour calls.
I'm curious.
In the four-hour,
like I said, those calls,
I have people on who have not had their whole lifetime clearing. It's pretty heavy for me. But when I do have people that have already done their emotional clearing, then it's much easier. Plus, they're getting more of a clearing when they do, if they have done their emotional one. I won't say that, you know, they're not getting clearings. I'm not trying to say that, but since it's more effective because that density of this lifetime is kind of released, so you're able to work on yourself at a much deeper level. Clearings will still work, but for myself, you know, if I had a whole bunch of newbies coming on, I say the 8-hour calls, I would probably be laid up for a couple of days afterwards. Sometimes it gets very, very heavy because there's a lot of backlash that I get from the clearings working with the people. Well, that's my perspective. It's okay, though. That's what I'm here to do, is help people. But the
Saturday that you missed, they couldn't get you on, I was doing timeline crashes all over the expo because there was, even though I thought it was all about raw, and even though yoga is probably robotic and connected to some alien race, I knew they were purposely doing information, which totally was false. I was laughing my butt off because I was reading all their stuff, and so I just asked, I just put up unlimited while I was at the expo, timeline crash, every dark side practitioner here. I didn't know what was going to happen. And you know what, Ron? I believe that they had such a slow, they did not have a big turnout like they expected, and the weather turned out nicer. But I didn't find out about Sunday. I didn't go back because I actually was fine. I was, like, looking for the crystal skull, but I said, I hope I don't see it, but I had the crystal skull clearing, so if I do get, you know, corded, I'll immediately, you know, I cleared myself before I went to the expo for that, and then I decided, okay, like you said, you can run unlimited the timeline crash. I don't have to keep dropping down the box to 20. And, you know, I believe that's what I heard Kerry once say. If you just leave it on, it'll just crash as many timelines as it comes up to. I mean, is that correct?
Yeah, is that correct, Kerry? Are you there, Kerry?
Whoops, I was on mute. Sorry. I know
you
mentioned.
You didn't have to listen because I'm busy yakking, right?
No, a car was revving next to the house, so it was loud. So I put myself on mute. But if we go to bed, I know you've mentioned before we could do the timeline crash and set it, you know, for the whole night. And when one timeline is taken out, if the clearing is still up, which it would be, the light ship would just move on to the next one and the next one without us having to change the counter.
Are you sure about that? Ron, wouldn't it just be every time in the now moment? How would it know that it's not, even though it's not counting down, every now moment, if there is a timeline to be crashed, don't you think that the light beings would just keep going?
If you have enough.
Without having to switch it?
Yes, uh-huh. If that's your intent.
That's how I.
The clearing is working, it will work that way.
Sometimes I even actually tell the light beings this. I just put it in the other specifies. Well, count as many as you can go back to the original cause. I don't know if it goes, but I just request it.
Normally, the counter probably needs to be counting down to have an action. so that it can take the energy and change from one particular energy to another. But also think on that one.
You can actually have the webmaster switch that around, how you know you do the whole life and you put numbers and it counts down. Maybe instead of us putting in 1 to 20 and switching it, we should have it just count down like you do with the age. You know,
yeah, you could do that. You might want to do that and just put a...
I mean, that should be an option that we put in if we want to go back as far back.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I would do.
I can't imagine somebody sitting
in a high number. Yes, uh-huh.
Right. Instead of like putting in 1 and then going up, having it go the other way, and then just let it count it down, like as the seconds would go by, that would be timeline crashes.
Yep. Uh-huh.
But I can't do that with the... It would have to be something that would be put up, like the whole life clearing, so it can count itself down.
Well, Ron, are you saying that the counter on the timer, once you've got the light being up and the numbers are counting down, that's serving as the counter, or are you saying we need to have the drop-down box change?
I think the counter itself will change the clearing for each particular timeline. So each time, it has to work in time. It has to see what it's like when I do a clearing for somebody. I have people think of one issue.
Right.
One issue is one issue in time.
Right.
So we can take away one issue in that moment of time, and it's gone. So each time the timer counts, then it will start to take away more things. So that's why the counter is on there.
It doesn't really count. It just you have to actually plug in how what lifetime or whatever it is. What I'm saying is how you do the whole life and you put age in there or how many months you want to go back when you're unlimited. That's the way it should be, I believe, for the timeline crash so it can go down instead of going where you have to always click. Because I can't imagine a person doing 100 of them and switching over every one every time it counts down.
I'll have to think on that one. So I'm getting a little bit lost, but...
Yeah, okay. Don't worry, Pauline. Just set your counter for 5 hours or whatever, and the lightning will find new timelines.
Yeah, that's what I figured. As long as it's the same situation, it's just going to keep looking for or whatever. If it doesn't, then it'll stop.
Yeah, you don't have to run in and change the drop down every 15 minutes.
My computer will go down. Ron, I think many times my computer will go down if I'm overtaxing you or the light beings because it just happens like that. As a matter of fact, my computer went down that very same night that you actually couldn't get on the show.
So yeah.
I couldn't even get my clearings back up. So it was protecting you, I believe.
Yeah, very interesting, yeah. Very possible. Hey, well, thank you for calling, Pauline.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
Hey.
Thank you.
We have a clearing on the website, which I don't talk about. And it has to deal with skulls, skull clearing. So I'm going to bring it up here if I can.
I think we got another beep in the meantime, Ron, while you're looking for that.
Right, okay.
I think. Is somebody on the line?
Yeah, Marie. Thank you, Carrie.
Hi.
Hi.
Ariel here.
Did you have a question?
What is the name of the clearing he said he was looking up? Because it didn't come across.
I'm looking for a skull clearing.
Oh, skull clearing.
Well, I don't think I've ever talked about this one here. And I'm seeing what it's under. We have a few clearings that I don't ever talk about, and I should probably bring them forward. So I'm trying to see how it is. I know we have a crystal skull clearing. I do have a skull clearing. I want to do a sample of that for everybody. I just got to find it here. Proper name on it here. Let's see here. In our field, where did I find skull? Rats.
Did you actually find it, Ron? I know you and I were talking about it the other day. Did you find it, or were you just remembering the name of it?
Oh, I remember. I saw it.
Okay.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay.
Oh,
here we are. Alien and alien skull. Okay, what you sent me was alien skull mind entrapment implants from energetic skull overlay.
Okay, that's a mouthful.
Yes, it is. So maybe just put alien skull, see if it comes up under that.
Alien skull removal. So here we go, everybody.
Hey, hold on to your head.
Yeah. So this healing has been up for so long. I believe it deals with, and we don't have a page on it, as far as stating what it's for. In fact, maybe all of you could tell me what it does for you. We can add it to the text. Here we go. Put you guys to work. Give you some homework. So here we go. Alien skull removal. Count to 10 and just see how you feel. What it should probably do is take away the implants that are attached to your skull, and or they did an overlay of your physical skull and put an energetic alien skull over you to control you. So that's another good news topic here. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3. Oh, well, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see what people think of this one here. Boy. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I felt that a little bit, but not hugely. Did you feel it, caller?
You know what that felt like? Someone was taking off a Band-Aid. You know how a Band-Aid is stuck?
Yeah.
And you're pulling and pulling? It felt like...
Oh, wow.
My shoulder, my head is like you're pulling and pulling, like pulling teeth. That's what it felt like. You know how you get the Novocaine, is your gums are numb and you can feel that pulling sensation? That's what it felt like for me.
Well, okay.
Yeah,
so I'm
yawning now a bit.
I'll do one more here, okay? We'll see what this is like. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. This is Marie, isn't it?
It is Marie.
Okay. How is that feeling for you?
That wasn't as intense as the first time. I could still feel it, but it wasn't as like you're pulling with both hands. It just felt like with one hand, it was still that. It's lighter rather than heavier, denser.
Any brain patterning changes or mind controlling patterns that you can tell? It might be too soon to tell. Maybe we could. I'll comment on this clearing next Friday, this coming Friday.
Okay.
That'd be good to see from the sample. I'll do it one more time for everybody.
Okay.
So here we go. 1. Oh man. 2, 3, 4. Like Halloween, isn't it? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh boy, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring in the Star Bethlehem for everybody here. That's kind of almost like instant relief if there's something going on. Oh, here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. stronger and stronger. Uh-oh, Janet says her forehead is feeling funky. Funky is not good.
Yeah, mine feels weird, too, now. I'm feeling this more now.
I'll do it one more time here.
The cat's howling. Do cats have them?
Yeah, probably would. One. Two. Eight.
Uh-oh.
Four. Five. Seven. Eight. Nine and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. You might check your eyes after this. See how your eyes are looking. One in a mirror. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody. Do some homework and let me know what you think of this clearing here.
Quite a lot of comments. Don't hang up, Marie. We'll come to you in a minute.
Oh, I'm not going to hang up. Thank you so much, both of you.
Okay, well, so you had a question or a comment?
Well, first of all, on Monday afternoon, I stumbled upon the program. And it's funny, you know, I was volunteering at the Conscious Life Expo, and I'm almost like, wow, blah, blah, and I saw that name, and I got distracted, but you did a little mini clearing on me on Monday evening, and at first I didn't feel anything, but later on I felt like, I had been cleaned, like I had been stripped of something. And so yesterday I went on and I just looked at your website because you suggested I do, because I've been looking for work for 50 months now. And I just can't understand it, you know, what's happening. So you suggested the self-empowerment clearing, so I've been, you know, putting my pennies together, and hopefully by tonight I can go on and pay for it. But I did the Be in the Present Moment tutorial this morning, and, you know, there was a section where you said about something about your legs, you'll feel your spirit come in, and at first that, again, I didn't feel anything, but later in the day, I just felt so different. Like, it's like, I'm here. I could feel things. Even the trees looked different. I went out to walk to mail something, and the trees looked different. And it's just something. I'm preparing. My mother's coming here to visit me, and I'm like, terrified, because my mother's very negative, and so someone else who called, I'm like, and she said, just put the picture in front. Can I put her picture in front one of these healings online, because she is something to deal with? But I just feel so different, and I have done healing stuff. I've done Reiki. I've asked, and look, for years I've been asking people to pray. I pray and pray. And look, like every time I prayed, things got worse. And I was like, why does things get worse when I pray? But I listened to you the other night, and you talked about how the aliens love that emotional. And I tell you, my mother and sisters, our family has been so emotional. There's always something going on. There's never a day where somebody is happy, you know. And so I just had to say thank you. I might be off my rocker now, but I'm just happy that I stumbled upon you, because I have not felt this way before. And when I went to sleep, I kept that thought of keeping my spirit and my body as I slept. And I tell you, I slept, and when I woke up this morning, it was like, do I really have to get up? I don't really want to get up. I want to stay here. I haven't felt that way in probably since I was in high school.
Well, that's great. Yeah, do some of those free clearings that we have on there.
Yes.
Another one to get is the psychic billboard one. That's I think, $20 per month.
Well, Ron, the psychic billboard and the self-empowerment and two others are in the cheaper level of the prosperity jumpstart for $50. So, Marie, if you're going to spend $50 tonight and it's about your job and income, I would get the $50 version of the prosperity jumpstart.
Okay,
I can't remember, is that for 2 months or 3 months, Ron? I think it's 2 months.
I think that one's 1 month, and then the other one is for 3 months.
Oh, okay, all right.
That's the way it is. But we just put up a package for prosperity maybe like 3 weeks ago, and we included a bunch of clearings in there to help people for a reduced rate. So that would probably be, I forgot about it completely. Thank you, Carrie. So that one has other clearings with it, and it'll run for 1 month for that one. Then I think the other version, I believe, is $50 additional. That runs for 3 months, and you get three other whole lifetime clearings with it, I believe.
And generational, too.
And generational. Ooh. So, but you can do the first one and then do the second one if you want to get the other version later on and get 3 months on it. So.
Okay, and you said that is the... Where would I find the jumpstart?
Just go into the top of the website. Type in prosperity jumpstart.
Oh, well, type
it'll be into one of the white box, and then you type it in there, and then hit the go button. Otherwise, it's going to. If you don't, you're going to be seeing tons of clearings, and that sometimes freaks people off because there's so many there, and they think I need all of these.
Yeah, I thought so myself. Oh my God!
So I can relate to that one and this one, but you know, don't even go there. You know, just do that one, and then after you get feeling a little better. In fact, since I saw you at the expo, what I offer people who go to the expo is a $50 discount on their emotional clearing. So if you wanted to have that, let me know, and it's $50 off.
Okay.
That's for people that I talk with. The price is $5 times your age. Now, the second clearing that you get, if you spend $100 or more for a clearing, next clearing is half price.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to bring that up, too. But normally I recommend doing, you know, the emotional one first. But if you're out of work and that's like over 4 years, that's a lot. So do that clearing. Do the prosperity jumpstart. It'd probably help you out immensely.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. So how does this work when you sign on, and what's the process? Because I've never done
this. Okay, you're going to go to a page. When you buy it on PayPal, you'll be sent on the email that you use for your PayPal account. You're going to be sent another email. You first get a receipt from PayPal, then you get another email from us stating what the user's name and password is. And so that will come to you. Just enter that into the login page where the key is. And then from there, you're going to just go into a page, and that will be the clearing page. And you leave the light being up, and you're ready to go. Just follow the instructions there. It's real simple.
Okay. So you began to experience a difference once you're doing this consistently for 30 days?
Oh, yeah. More than likely, yes. So what I have people do, if you get into the psychic billboard, you want to check your billboard, how you feel about your life, what has changed maybe every day or two.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to change the program that's running your life, and you just keep changing it as people respond to you differently.
Okay. So now... My last question, and I'll get off now the free samples. Someone mentioned about putting the picture of someone. I think I'm drunk now.
What you can do is do a free sample clearing, and you could put a picture of a person there, mm-hmm. and it will send them peace energy.
Okay.
OK, Okay, so that's what it does. On a regular clearing, like, if, you know, a lot of people maybe want to have their computer up at their house running a clearing, and we have clearings that you don't have to change the boxes on. Some you have to go from, like, one page to the next, we'll say. You know, you have to click little buttons.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a clearing on and you let it run, you can put your own picture in front of the clearing,
mm-hmm.
and it will keep clearing you with the computer on, even if you're away from your computer.
Okay.
So when you do a clearing, you don't want to have the light beam get turned off. You want the computer to stay lit. That's
okay.
The conduit to you. And you can walk around in your house, that's fine, and do things, but a lot of people, try to stay maybe in the same room of their computer, or that, you know, they have laptops, so they just bring the laptop into a different room, whatever they're doing, and the computer monitors up, and they have the light beam on, and the clearing will work for them. But if, you know, you're in a different room, it's still going to work, but it's probably a little better to have the light beam up.
Okay.
That's just the way it works, and the way the clearings work, the energy of the clearing comes through from me into the light beam into you, and it works with your spirit. So there's no mind energy involved here. It's all heart-based energy.
Okay. Okay. Well, I will be letting you know. I'll call in and get you. I think I've had a cocktail or two from that alien skull thing. I tell you, they must have really had a helmet on me, because I'm like a blabda-duba. But I certainly will be giving you an update. I really appreciate this. Thank you. You have no idea how this has affected me positively, and I'm grateful.
So we see you Monday during the my presentation that I had. You're there.
Yes. You mean this coming Monday?
No, the Monday at the expo.
At the expo. No, I saw you. I was there Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, I was there Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, I'll be there again. So.
Okay. Well, we're gonna talk eyeball to eyeball.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right. Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Carrie. Okay.
Very welcome.
So long.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Hi.
So. What's up, Carrie?
Well, I have a few questions, Ron. I got cut off, but I'm back on, and I did miss some of what was said there, but it sounds like you were still on with Marie talking about the different jump starts. I did just go into the website and put in Prosperity Jump Start, and I didn't get it, but Prosperity Jump I did. So if you're still listening, Marie, just try typing in Prosperity Jump, J-U-M-P, and that should get you there. I think I've missed quite a few questions on here, Ron, and I just wanted to bring one up that's popped up a few times about the nano clearing. Marcy was asking how long it takes. There are 41 time segments to work your way through. The timer is set for 15 minutes on each of those, and Ron is suggesting that we do each one 12 times. And Ed is asking here if it's okay, instead of doing individually 12 times, could we put them in and run each time segment for 180 minutes? I'm doing something a little similar to that myself. I'm doing it for 120. But in the first, from now going back 50 years, I had to take a day off in between. So I did 2 hours on one day for one drop down, and then I did the day off. So, you know, I know, Ron, you're saying this is a heavy-duty one, so I would just start with 15 minutes, see how you feel, maybe then try 30, and on. So is it okay if we do it in time chunks, Ron, rather than little bit by little bit? In other words,
I would just try it. Everybody's a little different, so just try it, whatever seems to work for you.
Okay, and I heard a beep. I think we have another caller. Is there someone on the line? I know actually when they got me back, they said there was somebody holding, and I totally forgot. I'm sorry. If you hung up, please do call back. But is there somebody there right now? No? Okay.
Hello?
Oh, hello.
Hi. This is Janice.
Hi, Janice.
I know I don't have very much. I know I don't have very much time here, but I did want to get this in today because it's on self-empowerment. First of all, I wanted to share, after doing the sludge removals and all the other clearings that I've been doing, how wonderful my skin feels. You know, I want to keep it sounding very appropriate, but I just, touching my skin is different, and it's wonderful. It's like, wow, it's, you know, I've never in my life have felt my skin this way before. So I wanted to share that. And also I wanted to share that I have been, I shared with you guys once before about trying to get a hold of the Oprah show, to get Ron doing the TV show on, you know, his own network, his own TV show. And I took some advice from a very wise person. Thank you, Ed. If you're listening, I kept going with it. And I wanted to share with you guys that I sent in two long comments to it's Oprah.com community conversation, and I did it under Spirit. And I just came out and asked them why they weren't posting my request for Ron Amatron, you know, that he was here to teach us about ascension. And so yesterday they posted them. I posted two of them. And my user's name is, I think it's Peace for Everyone. If anybody would like to, please keep sending them your thoughts on what you think would be good. Send them that, you know, get Ron's name in there. But they actually posted Ron's name. And I just thought that was wonderful. It was just the perseverance of all the clearings and just to try to keep moving forward, try getting the word out about ascension. And so I'm just trying to make this a really quick call because I know there's not very much time. But please, everybody, just send Oprah, you know, get Ron's name in there and, you know, see where it goes.
Yeah,
great.
That's a great idea. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis, for your perseverance, and we'll see what happens. Never know.
Okay. Yeah.
And thanks
for the
testimonial about the clearing there and your skin.
Oh, my skin. Oh, my skin's amazing. As you know, it really is. It just feels so wonderful. So,
do you ever use the skin misting water out of curiosity? Do you do that off and on to...
Yes, have. I think it has, you know, all of the above, you know, with what I've been doing with it. But just this past couple days, I've really noticed that it's different. So just wanted to tell everybody how amazing my skin feels.
That's right. Wonderful.
All right. Hi.
Thank you. Thanks, Janice.
Thank you for calling. Oh, we got our phone call tomorrow, which is Thursday. That one's probably one of the more interesting calls. It's $20, and we're on the call for about an hour. And quite interesting. Have an animal or pet around, and we do one of those. So might do it tomorrow. We'll see what happens. Normally, on the call, we just work with body locations, maybe body organs. As the part of you that is not really you as the problem. Real you, the real body organ, the real one's good and the other ones aren't. So that's the way it is. And have any comments on that, Carrie, at all?
No, just if you haven't done it, it's just $20 and get on and try and see how you feel. I don't think there are too many people who haven't felt an improvement. If you've been on it, and I think, is there anything up on YouTube from your expo? I can't remember what made it up onto YouTube or Ed, that other thing that you were recording, and I'm completely blanking on what that was called.
I think it was YouTube.
I'm sorry.
Maybe Ed can enter that into the chat box there. So,
I don't know
where
right.
it is. You can just go to our page on PBS Radio, and it'll say BBS Fast Chat. There's some arrows that are moving. Click on that. And if you don't have any cookies or anything, or, you know, milk and cookies or something on your computer, you know, it'll come up. So I'll put milk and cookies, huh? Anyway, if your computer's working okay and nothing goes wrong, you're going to get Fast Chat up. And maybe somebody could maybe type in there, or actually maybe type in Ustream information there. We have a couple of the events from the last expo, which was in Los Angeles.
New York.
Also, it was New York. I'm getting, I'm thinking of the new one now coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Conscious Life.
Somebody was asking, Ron, when you're going to be in New York next. Is it October?
It's October 16th, I think. And then the L.A. one, they're very close to each other. Let me see here. October. So I think L.A. is 5th, 6th, and 7th. And then New York, I think, is the 19th and 20th, 21st, okay? And then another event after that, I believe, maybe the end of October. I'll have to double-check on that, but I can't bring that up on this program here. I don't like bringing up other shows that I have or other information, but we'll see. So,
okay.
Try to keep each particular segment that I'm on in integrity with the people that I'm dealing with. That's the way I feel. Hello, everybody. I'll say blessings to all of you. We're running out of time. My time goes quickly on this show. We're out of time. And thank you, Terry. Thank you, everybody. And check Ed's post there on Ustream on the Fast Chat. See you later. Blessings. Thank you, Ed. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, callers.
Thanks, Ron. Good night, everybody.